Well, hi, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through the Bible together. We're reading through the book of Revelation currently, and today, chapter 3. Now, if you recall back in chapter 2, Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, began to give the words that he wanted the Apostle John to write to the seven churches. And in chapter 2, John wrote the very words of our Lord to four of those seven churches. And here in chapter 3, we see Christ's words to the remaining three churches. The dead church, or the church in Sardis, the faithful church, or the church in Philadelphia, and the lukewarm church, the church in Laodicea. So let's dive into the Word of God and be blessed by the reading of it now. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but that you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, 'I am rich, I have become wealthy, and have need of nothing,' and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined with fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen and amen. Praise God for his wonderful and marvelous word. Praise God for these words from our Lord Jesus Christ to his church. Encouragement, rebuke, chastening, a call to fervor and zeal and faithfulness and obedience to him and to him alone, a call to repentance, to turn from sin, and to receive his forgiveness and blessings. Well, praise God. I hope you're blessed by the reading of God's word today. And I hope that you'll join me as we continue in Revelation. Next time, chapter 4. We'll see you then. God bless you and take care.